Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The podcast is We Tackle Life with Bruce Hooley, and the great Chris Spielman is with us now. Chris, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good, man, and thank you for entertaining us with all those great videos. Everybody's enjoying those.
I think it's fun to do with the girls, and I think, you know, some of them are silly, but some of them actually are silly and have some of the techniques that I used when I was a player, and so a high school coach or a middle school coach or even any coach can pass that on if he believes in what I believe in.
Spiels, where's the face mask on the Lions helmet?
Somewhere in Chicago. I'm in the Bears locker room somewhere. What are you talking about? I didn't wear a face mask.
That's right. I specifically love the toilet paper one. The scoop and score is the best, too.
Yeah. Get to the checkout. Score to get to the checkout.
Dude, yeah. I was dying.
Yeah.
How did your daughters get you to do the TikTok video?
I don't know. I didn't even know they were doing it. I don't even know what a TikTok video is.
That's what it looked like. I don't even know if it was a TikTok video, frankly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it was great. It was great.
Hey, come here. You know. So that's. I just, you know, we're like right now. My daughter, we're down here rehabbing her knee right now. She's coming off an ACL she hurt last summer, and she's at the 8-month mark. So we're doing everything we can to keep busy and stay safe, just like everybody else, and just like I want everybody else to do.
And obviously you've been selling items online, which is great to raise money for COVID-19 relief. You talked about it. It's a scary time out there. None of us have been through anything like this before. It's not like there's a playbook to go from here, Spiels. You know, I mean, right? It's like this is a unique situation. And unlike most other situations, we really have no timeline here.
Well, we don't. But, you know, the thing I have a great amount of faith in, and I was actually – texting Dustin about this, that, you know, I do believe our country is going to be better for this. I wish we didn't have to go through this. This is awful. I never want this to happen again, a pandemic. But we are where we are. And so now what is our response going to be? And it's been my experience so far. Now, obviously, you have negativity out there. You're always going to have a negativity with a country over 300 million people. But there's been a lot of positive things happen, people helping people, the combination of the private sector teaming up with the public sector and the power that can bring and the great minds that are working on a cure or a solution. I think we're going to come through this okay, and I think we'll be better for it.
Chris, you know, there's a lot of talk that, you know, we don't know when we're going to see sports again. And it seems like those kind of take a backseat. But, listen, we live sports. That's what we do. I mean, we're players. We're announcers. Correct. We're analysts. That's what we do. And so it's a little scary because it's uncharted waters. I mean, you know, obviously we're talking about basketball and baseball, and those sports are more spring sports. But where do you think football goes with this? And obviously they're going to have the draft. But in terms of the season, I mean, is it too early to even look to that point?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah. I think they're going to keep planning and moving forward as quick as they can, and you have to plan for a season. But, you know, I can't answer that question because I have no idea. I think that, you know, eventually I think when we hit this peak, which we're supposed to hit here in Ohio, at least from my understanding, within the next 10 to 21 days. Once we start getting on a downswing, I think people are going to, you know, want to eventually get back to normal. I mean, we can't keep on the same track that we're on. We have to eventually get back to normal things, and hopefully there'll be advances made and enough known about it that we can take the necessary precautions so we can get back to normal as much as possible. And hopefully that will be the case. But I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Yeah, my concern is honestly that people are going to be so desperate to get back to normalcy that it's going to happen too quick, that people are going to rush back. And as bad as things are financially for a lot of people, the health of everybody's got to come first. And so it's going to be tricky. It's going to be tricky.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like you said, we're all saying a lot. On the radio, we're supposed to have strong opinions and be definitive. But it's hard to not do a lot of I don't knows right now, you know?
Well, that's the I know that. I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Well played. But for me, I think, look, you know, the people that are struggling financially right now, they're going to have to work. You can't continue on this course. And so I do think our country, and like I said, with the power of the private sector and the public sector working together, they're going to have to work on some type of compromise. And I believe there will come to one. I don't know what that is, but there's a lot smarter people than me that have that ability to try to figure out and what is the safest way to move forward. Now, everything in life is there's going to be risk. In fact, you know, I was talking to a couple doctor friends of mine, and, you know, we're all, just like we all kind of had the flu at one time or another, we're all probably going to get COVID-19 at one time or another. But we have to see and wait for that vaccine. And when that vaccine hits, I think that's when we can finally put this behind us the best we can.
Yeah,
I don't mean to scare people, but that's
I'm telling
you what the doctor said. We're either we've had it or we're going to get it.
Yeah, I think that's – I'm guessing that and when this is all said and done, guys, that we'll look back in 20 years and it'll be like something where we just don't even think it's a big deal, hopefully.
Yeah.
Right now it is. It doesn't matter for 20 years from now.
Yeah. No, I understand that, but I'm saying it's eventually they'll get it under control, we hope.
I'm going to look back in 20 years and say, why did I make those videos?
No, you're going to say, why didn't you make more? Because everybody loves them.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's cool. But, so we're doing things. And like you guys, and, you know, you guys are in a position, if you can talk sports for an hour, you know, I know that. When I did a regular radio show, I never took that lightly. I know that some people are looking for a sports escape. And so when you can do that as much as you can, I think you guys are doing a great service to people. And with keeping things in perspective, of course. And so this is one of the things I'm trying to teach my kids during this and teach myself, and is that, you know, this is maybe a cliche, but it's true. With great challenges come great opportunities. And we are going to, how are we going to respond? And I sent all my family that I kind of feel like I'm the head coach of, and sent them a text this morning saying, you guys are so much stronger than you even know. You know, I believe in your strength more than you believe in your strength. You're capable of so much. And, you know, we can either let our fears and our worry control us, or we control them. And so how are we going to respond? And so we're going to respond by being responsible and doing acts of service wherever we can do acts of service. And I just wanted to keep encouraging them and understanding that, yes, I know it's scary. It's scary for everybody, but that's okay. We're going to get through this.
And apparently the governor has just extended the stay-at-home order through May 1st and will be limiting the number of customers in the business. So they'll probably wait outside depending on how busy supermarkets
get. Is that a good idea, though, Adam, having people waiting outside in lines?
I know in New Jersey where I have family, they've been doing that at Costco there at least. And people are standing, you know, certain feet apart, and it has been good because the stores haven't been as crowded. People have been respectful, and so it has worked. So hopefully that can I think it will work. I think most people now are being responsible and respectful. And
sure, I agree with that.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It'll work if people are respectful and responsible. And I think now wasn't always the case. I think more and more people are, Chris. That's how I look at it.
I do. I mean, it's very serious, you know? And you know, I told, like, I have kids that live outside the house. And I said, you guys, you want to come visit, you can't come into the house. We can sit out in the driveway and we can stand 10 feet apart and I can bring you a sandwich or throw you money or, you know, whatever. Yeah. And we can have a chat. But I just think it's being responsible. And you know, this generation of ours, we all have to make some type of sacrifice. Some make more sacrifices than others. Yeah. But, you know, we're called to action. And this is the time. And this is our time to respond and take responsibility, not only for yourselves, but, you know, I would feel awful if I was responsible for getting somebody else sick.
That's right.
So you have to give some things up for a couple weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is, then we do it. And that's what we're going to do, at least in this house.
Chris Spillman's with us. Chris is doing a lot of really good things right now, trying to raise some cash for COVID-19 relief and doing some funny videos. You can follow him on Twitter, of course. Let's talk a little sports, though, Chris, just because we
Can I talk about that fundraiser, what we're doing, or not?
Yes,
talk about it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Do that first.
You know, Bruce Hooley and I do a podcast. And when this all started, you know, Bruce and I are both guided by our faith. We decided, I don't know what we're going to do, but we have to do something. So for $400 a week, 2 weeks ago, $400 last week. And I said to Bruce, two things. I can't keep writing checks because I can't do that indefinitely. And we need more money. And so what we decided to do, or what I decided to do, I should say, is start putting up some memorabilia that I have. And the, I have a all Madden team jacket up there from 1994. I have a Buffalo Bills game worn jersey. Then, you know, it hurt a little bit to put up my 1984 Big Ten Championship Rose Bowl ring, but I thought that's going to make the biggest difference. And if we're able to raise, I don't know, I think we can probably get close to $15,000. And if we give $1,000 a week away to four different people, that's buying a week's worth of groceries for those four people.
Right.
So I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking that, you know, the ring does more good sitting on somebody else's mantle than it does sitting on my mantle. So it's and all you have to do is go to SpillmanandHooley@gmail.com. Maybe you guys and Keith or somebody can put that up there or at WeTackle to nominate yourself or nominate somebody you know you can help. And we just, every Friday morning, we draw four names out of a bucket and we get a money order off to them that following week.
Wow. That's really awesome, Chris. It really is. And, you know, we all trying to do what we can, and everyone's struggling, and everyone's got a different situation than everybody. And what's so crazy about this whole thing is that at every level, I don't care if you're wealthy or if you're barely getting by, everybody's feeling it in some capacity, right?
Well, yeah, and but I think the people that have been blessed have a civic and if you're a person of faith, a faithful duty to help and look for opportunities. There's plenty of organizations and things to do to help. And if it does, even if it's not finances, you know, one of the things I try to preach around this house is the most valuable thing you can give people is your time. And if you can do that in some act of service, by maintaining the proper protocols, that's a great gift that you can give people.
Chris, great work, great stuff. Real quick, one quick football question before I let you go, and we appreciate it. You know, just for a minute on Kevin Stefanski, who obviously, you know, was with your brother for many years in Minnesota. You know, we're excited about the start he's had, but obviously nothing on the field yet. How intrigued are you by what he will do in Cleveland when we do get football back?
Well, I think he's more than capable, but every guy that gets a head coaching job is capable.
Yeah.
Now, whether that translates to wins on the field, I think only time will tell. The addition of Case Keenum is only going to help, in my opinion, the growth of Baker Mayfield. I mean, I've been around Case doing his games and spoken with him several times. The guy is, he's like the ultimate backup, you know. He's just, every time he gets his opportunity to play, he does a good job, and, you know, he can keep your team in it. But I watched him in practice with Dwayne Haskins down in Washington this year, and he's a vicious competitor, but he has zero ego. So that's the perfect combination for a backup quarterback, and he's only interested in the team winning. And I know that his interest will be in Baker succeeding, not failing.
Chris, great stuff. Great work you're doing. And we will put that stuff out there, obviously. And we're actually going to replay this interview with you as well late in the show. So people get to hear it again.
And
so
where people can nominate, it's at our show's Twitter handle, @WeTackle. So if you guys can look that up, that would be great to put that out there.
Absolutely,
you got
Chris.
It. Thanks, Chris.
All right, guys.
Appreciate all you
all
do,
right,
brother.
Well.
All right, Chris Spielman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.